It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Welcome to the Tuesday Sports Show. I'm Matt Robinson reporting. A lot of teams took advantage of drier field conditions, including a game that we had for you last night on KJ Country 102.3. It was Totopolis coming from behind to pick up a 9-5 win over the Effingham Hearts in baseball action. Effingham jumped out to a 2-0 lead in the first inning behind Colton Webb's two-run home run that he lofted over the right field fence. Webb was 3-for-4 on the day for the Hearts, including a double in those two RBIs along with the home run, as Effingham took the 2-0 lead. Totopolis pushed a solo run across in the second and again in the third to tie it, only to have Effingham score in the top of the fourth to take a 3-2 lead back. It remained that way till the bottom of the sixth inning, when Totopolis strung together a lot of quality at-bats, drawing some walks, taking advantage of those from Effingham, and scored 7 runs in the bottom of the sixth inning to have the 9-3 lead. Effingham took advantage of 3 miscues from Totopolis in the top of the seventh to score a couple of runs, but fell short. Final score 9-5 in favor of the Shoes. 9 runs, 6 hits, 4 errors for Totopolis. Effingham with 5 runs, 7 hits, and 2 errors in the loss. We mentioned Webb going 3-for-4 with the Hearts. Hayes also 1-for-4 with a couple of RBIs for Effingham, as the offense from T-Town was led by Jason Craik going 2-for-3 at the plate with a double and an RBI. Borey's also 1-for-3 with a double. And Addis 1-for-3 with a double that kind of broke things open there in the bottom of the sixth inning, driving in a couple of runs. It was Prupps who pitched in relief of Gavin Addis, as Andrew gets the victory going 3 innings, allowing 2 runs, but they were not earned. He walked 3 but struck out 4. Addis went the first 4 innings, striking out 7, walking 1, giving up 3 runs. They were earned. Effingham used a bullpen approach to the game, with Rosen, Hayes, and Buescher all throwing 1 inning. Ryland Powles took the loss. He went 2 2/3. Gave up 6 runs, they were earned, 4 walks, 2 strikeouts. That line a little deceiving, though, as Powles pitched a little better than that, had some bad luck. Martin also threw a third of an inning for Effingham, who did issue 11 walks. T-Town took advantage of it to pick up the 9-5 victory. 9-5 was the score of Altamont over Newton, as Altamont had 9 runs but just 3 hits, no errors. Newton, 5 runs, 8 hits, and 2 errors. Of the 3 hits for Altamont, 2 of them were homers. Braden Elam, 1-for-3 at the plate, had a home run and 3 RBIs. Keegan Schultz, 1-for-1 on the day, but it was a home run as he walked 3 times as well. His was a solo shot. Dyson Wagner pitched the victory going 5. Schultz also threw 2 innings for Altamont as Wolf took the loss. A little bit of a hard luck situation there. Gave up 8 runs, but only 1 of them was earned. Plenty of power for Newton on display as well, as Ferguson and Quincy Fulton both homered, as Ferguson was 3-for-4 on the day. Bartholomew was 1-for-3 with a double, and Tharp 2-for-2 on the day for Newton in the loss to Altamont 9-5. South Central had a combined no-hitter against Brownstown-St. Elmo for a 4-0 victory. Montez, Callaway-Smith, Garrettis, and Sidwell all pitched in the game, with Smith getting credit for the victory, as his twin brother Colton went 2-for-3 at the plate with a double to pace the offense. Montez also 1-for-3 with a couple of RBIs in the win for South Central 4-0, as Hoopengardner pitched pretty well but took the loss for BSE. It was Shelbyville defeating Neoga 5-3, 5 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for Shelbyville. Neoga 3 runs, 4 hits, 4 errors. Blazik 2-for-4 on the day with a home run and 3 RBIs. Titus and Odell each had hits as well, but it wasn't enough, as Shelbyville defeated Neoga 5-3. It was Cowden-Herrick-Beecher City defeating Vandalia by a score of 6-4, as CHBC scored 6 runs in the bottom of the fifth for the win. Nowitzki a couple of hits, Ruff a couple of doubles, and 2 RBIs, and Pope a single, as Lamb pitched the victory for CHBC. Cumberland got a win over Sullivan by a score of 5-2, as 2-for-4 was Weber and Jones, both of them having doubles on the day to pace the offense, and Jones pitched the victory going all 7 for Cumberland in that one. Switching to softball, a game we thought would be a good one turned out to be a slugfest between Newton and Effingham. 10-9, Newton got the victory. 9 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for Effingham. Newton, 10 runs, 8 hits, 4 errors. Effingham had 6 home runs out of their 8 hits. 2 for Natalie Armstrong, 2 for Koenig, a homer for Donaldson, and a homer for Harvey. But it wasn't enough, as Newton got power from Frichtel, who had a double and a homer, and Mahaffey also homered. Collins pitched the win for Newton, defeating Effingham in softball 10-9. Other softball scores saw St. Anthony all over Cowden-Herrick-Beecher City in a conference game, 16-1 in 4 innings, as a double and a triple for Schultz led the offense. She had 6 RBIs in the St. Anthony win. Ganaway 3-for-3, Rios 2-for-2 at the plate as well. Tatopoulos and Casey Westfield locked into a pitcher's duel, and it was Casey Westfield getting the victory over T-Town 2-1, as Zeruzin was 1-for-3 with a double, as was Hartke. Tipton took the hard luck loss, going all 7, giving up just 1 earned run, but Casey Westfield got the win 2-1. In a great National Trail Conference matchup, it was Windsor Stu Straws defeating South Central 1-0. The victory for Sam Hayes on the mound for Windsor Stu Straws, as she gave up just 2 hits on the day, as South Central fell to Windsor Stu Straws again 1-0. Sam also at the plate 2-for-3 with a double to lead the offense, and Windsor Stu Straws continues their winning ways. Taking a look at the Lady Tiger track meet that took place down at Olney. Olney got the victory with 75 points, St. Anthony 65, Mattoon 48, Newton 47, Paris 31, and Cisney 3 points. Highlights, top 3 finishers for St. Anthony and Newton in the event. In the 100 meters, Reese Haney was 2nd for St. Anthony, Stella Shackman from Newton 3rd. 200 meters won by Reese Haney of St. Anthony, and she also won the 400 meters while Sydney Kinder came home in 3rd for Newton. 800 meters won by Audrey Denning of St. Anthony. Aubrey also won the 1,600 meters. In the 100-meter hurdles, Liv Haney of St. Anthony finished 2nd. She also finished 2nd in the 300. In the 4x1 relay, Newton finished 3rd with the team of Michaela McVicker, Morgan Schaefer, Grace Shoemaker, and Zoe Michael. In the 4x200, St. Anthony finished 3rd with Sophia Emmerich, Mary Scheidemantel, Kara Hatton, and Audrey Lesarge. Moving on to the field events, shot put saw Madeline Harmon of St. Anthony finish in 3rd place. In the discus, Madeline Gilmore of St. Anthony was 2nd, while Madeline Harmon was 3rd. High jump, Mary Scheidemantel of St. Anthony finished 2nd overall. And the pole vault was won by Carrison Martin of Newton, followed by Nora Truppiano of St. Anthony and Liv Haney of St. Anthony. Reese Haney won the long jump from St. Anthony at the Lady Tiger meet yesterday. Busy schedule. You can check it out on our websites at kjcountry.com and 979xfm.com. At the national scene, Florida came from behind to defeat Houston. Florida only led for 1:03 total in the game, but it was the right one as Florida got the win 65-63. In Major League Baseball action, Pittsburgh all over St. Louis 8-4. The Cubs blanked Texas 7-0. St. Louis at Pittsburgh tonight at 5:40. Rangers and the Cubs at 6:40 in Chicago. In hockey action, St. Louis lost. How'd that happen? Winnipeg got the win 3-1, as St. Louis has been on quite a roll to end the season. Tonight, Chicago at Pittsburgh at 6. And NBA schedule tonight, Chicago and Cleveland at 6, Washington at Indiana at 6 as well. That's a busy check of sports on this Tuesday. I'm Matt Robinson reporting.